Nearly 100 employers and universities turned a gym into a land of opportunity for graduating students at the Job and Transfer Fair at Niagara County Community College. One of those graduates exploring the fair was Brenda Ghisarelli, a single mother of four who graduated from NCCC in 2016 and received her bachelor's degree in criminal justice from Niagara University in August.
I know what I want to do, but with all of these different options here, it gives me a bigger idea of what's out there.
The 43-year-old Lewiston mom says she made it through college because of the Mapping Opportunities for Single Parents program. She has a 23-year-old daughter and three boys, ages 18, 14, and 8. It was her oldest daughter, who was starting college at NCCC, who encouraged her.
I said, I don't know, I can't go back to school. I'm too old. You know, you have that type of, well, I'll be the old lady walking the halls.
The Western New York Women's Foundation began funding the program for single mothers in 2013, and in that time, more than 100 parents have graduated. Success coach Kelly Boswell says she helps moms navigate through a variety of obstacles, from time management to daycare to curriculum planning. Boswell said life coach is also part of her job description.
One of the biggest things with women in particular in our program is this mom guilt, this guilt about going back to school, not having as much time with their kids. And really, what it really is you end up being this example for your children, and they remember it.
Director of Student Development Allison Armashevitz said the program's focus has widened to include single fathers. The college has also begun using this successful model to coach all first-year students.
So all students that come in to NCCC at this point, they are assigned a first-year experience coach. And what that first-year experience coach will provide for them is they will guide them through a series of milestones that we feel that will help the students be successful and ultimately empower them.
NCCC Grants Director Brian Michelle says they have gone after the money to provide funding for these programs, but it's ultimately the students who have to ask for help.
When you have a single father coming up and saying, hey, I could really use some help here. I'm having trouble making classes happen during the day. I'm having transportation issues. I'm having housing issues. We're in a position to help that individual, and we're fortunate that individuals have had the gumption to come up and ask for help.
Ghisarelli said the day she walked into college and saw a sign about mapping opportunities for single parents, she knew they were describing her.
I could see you probably saw this paper as divine.
It was as if it was put there.
Today, she's completed a successful internship and probation and would like to pursue a career as a probation officer, something she could not have done without a four-year degree.
I said, I can't, there's no way I'm graduating from college. I have children, you know, I'm taking care of a house. There's no way. And it didn't hit me until I got there in the cap and gown, and I was like, holy crap. Okay, this is a thing. I guess I can do this.
Last year, the Western New York Women's Foundation also began funding a similar program at Erie Community College. For WBFO, I'm Nancy Fisher.